Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. Today is Yom Shirim Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Shofetim. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Yeah?
So, it's rock and roll.
We are, last time we finished, we were by the two dots on Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. This is a big sugya. Looks harmless, but it's really not. So, you know, you love those sugyas. There's not a lot of places and stuff, but there's a lot of Yishonim.
Yeah?
You like Lamedus, huh?
Huh?
Yeah?
I love whatever you want me to love.
But you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Yeah, so he says like this. Yeah? So, we're up to the two dots. Nifritzu Alav. Yeah? So, if you remember, just quick recap of the Shitot in the Mishnah, Nifritzu Alav, there's a Machloket Rashi and Tosfot in the Mishnah what exactly Nifritzu meant. Rashi said Nifritzu means what? That the leaves fell off. And then you tied it back together. Tosfot disagreed. Says, no, it's not talking about that. Says it's talking about where each leaf was individually split, like manually. Okay, that was on the Mishnah. Says the Gemara as follows. Amar Rav Papa, Nifritzu de'avid kichufya. Nifritzu means that it's made like a broom. Nifredu means what? De'iparude. They're not split, but they just kind of fan out. But it's still attached. Says the Gemara, Ba'erev Papa, he has a question. Nechileka hatiyomet mahu. Now this is going to be subject to a great debate among the Rishonim. Nechileka tiyomet. What is the tiyomet? What does it mean it's split? There's a lot of literature on that. That's basic. I don't know if we're going to get told all of it today. Don't worry about it. We can continue tomorrow. And bye.
Means like the leaves were separated?
Fanned down.
The leaves part, not the spine.
Not the spine. Yeah. I mean, the spine can't separate. The spine is a spine. It's a stick.
Don't we say later on that the spine
was
separated?
Mm-mm. Well, that's later. It kind of, that's by something else. So,
tiyomet, no?
Yeah. So now we're saying nechleka tiyomet mahu. What's the halacha by nechleka tiyomet?
Doesn't that mean the spine is split up?
Not necessarily. What did Rashi say was nechleka tiyomet?
The two highest middle leaves split up until the next leaf.
So, even what Rashi means is a machloket. You have to see the kapot marim. Yeah. There's a machloket, the other Rishonim argue on Rashi. What Rashi means is a machloket. It's machloket Rashi, and what Tosfot thinks Rashi is in Baba Kama. Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot tzchok. You don't come over here, you don't come here for fun and games. Over here, we become Talmid Chacham. This is the way it goes over here, yeah? If you wanted fun and games, you could go to Yodama.
Miami.
Huh?
Miami.
Yeah, over here we produce Bnei Terah. Lo kacha? You walk out of here, Bnei Torah. Whoever doesn't walk out of here, Bnei Torah, chaval nazman. You have to go back to your year, whatever you're going to yeshiva, you're going to college, Lom Shanema, you walk out of here, Bnei Torah. Adam Bashe. Adam Bashe?
Adam Bashe.
Adam Bashe.
Oh, Adam Bashe.
Okay, so he says like this. I tried. Okay, not bad. Okay, so he says like this. Says the Gemara, Ba'ir of Papa Nechlekati Yomet Mahu Tashema. The Amar, it should say over here, Rabbi Matun, Amar, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mitla Tiyomet, Pasur. If the Tiyomet was taken out, it is Pasur. Now they're calling me. One second, I think it's the doctor's office. Hello? Yeah, I'm just in the middle of Shir. Can you call back later? I'm just in the middle of Shir. Call too. Okay, so he said, I thought it was the doctor's office. Nitla Tiyomet, Pasur. Maila Vuadi Nechleka. If the Gemara says that if the tiyomet is taken out, it's pasul. So I would think the same thing if it's split. Says the Gemara, no. La nitela shani da chaser le. I might, no. What's worse? Taken out. Removed. Why? Because when it's removed, it's lacking, it's missing. Chaser. But when it's split, it's still there. Ika damre. Some say no. Amar bi matun, amar bi Yoshua ben Levi. Nechleka tiyomet. Which means if it's split, it's like it's removed and they're both pasur.
What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? He just says it's the same din.
Well, there's two versions of what he says. One being worse than the other and one being similar. So the second one makes sense. He's saying that split is like missing.
It's two different people.
What do you mean? This is not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is in parentheses. Rabbi Yochanan is not here. You don't have parentheses?
No.
At all? It's supposed to say, it's supposed to be Rabbi Matzon, or Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Doesn't take it out?
No.
Oh yeah, there's a Girsa, there's Baba Kama.
You see,
Rabbi Maton.
Baba Kama Ki'ita Rabbi Maton. Yeah. That's it's the same person. Yeah?
So it's the same person saying both times?
Yes. Two different versions of what he said.
Same question. Why would he say that it's the same din? How can he say that?
Not how. Well, it makes sense. Split. The second version is saying that split is like missing. Just like missing is obviously bad, split is also bad.
I understand how you're saying how if one is missing and one is split, obviously it's different. Mm. One is that it's not there, it's fully taken out. Yeah. Other one is separated. If it's nifritu, it's not good. If it's nifritu, it's good. Over here, he's saying over here, it seems like it's the same thing.
Nifritu is just fanning out. Nifritu is machloket what it is. The question is, over here, the split. Nechleka. What is nechleka?
This
is
it's like nifritu, no?
Well, right now, the Gemara was asking, what is nechleka? Getting split. What is that? So, we didn't even touch the Rishonim yet. But Maskanat HaGemara, whatever nechleka is bad. It's like it's not there. What is nechleka? Okay? So now, let's see. Rabotai, you got to capitalize on this week. This is the last official week of SBM, summer program.
I thought up until now, just one more thing.
Yeah.
Up until now, we said if it's split, then it's not a problem. The only problem is if it's not there, like nitzla.
No.
Now we're saying it's the same thing.
No, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's not true. Last time we spoke about being split like a himnik, if you remember. Different shatim of what the pitchfork was. If you were saying a different kind of split is also problematic, what kind of split nechleka? Either a split or a separation of some sort, that's also going to be problematic. What are we talking about? Let's get our feet wet with the Rishonim a little bit. Yeah? So, says Rashi. Kichufya, that's askoba. That's a broom. Shebo mechabdim et habayit, you sweep the house with, ve'osin otoa, me'alin shel lulav atlushin me'ashidra, ve'ogdin me'en marbe biyachad. Rashi, l'shitato, you remember Rashi, what he said in the Mishnah, that it is tied together, right? You take lulav leaves that are tied together, and then you make together a broom. Di parude, rashehen nifradin ke'anfe dekel, it opens up like a palm, ve'en mitzumtzamin im ha'shidra, it's usually, how does the lulav go? The leaves go up with the shidra. That's the way it's supposed to be. Over here, they're not really parallel to the shidra. What are they? They're like a little wavy, but...
like an Ashkenazi.
Well, even an Ashkenazi one is pretty straight up. It's a little flappy, yeah. But it's straight up. This one, what are we talking about? It kind of fanned out a little bit. You know, the older the lulav gets, that's what Rashi says over here also. Charuta, we're going to see later. What does it mean? The older it gets, what happens? Fans out. Eventually, the leaves fall off. And then what happens? It gets rock solid. Yeah? So he says, "Aval milemata en mechubarimba nechleka tiomet." Pay very close attention to Rashi. We're going to come back to it. Says Rashi Hakadosh, "Nechleka tiomet shne alin alionim emtzaim sheshem hashidra kala nechlaku ze mize." Which means, what happened over here? Chodesh tov. Nachat.
Amen.
Shtabach shemo.
Love this sound and the sight. I'm telling you. I'm having a hard time dealing with it.
This is for all those people who don't
believe.
This is all the people that don't believe in Olam Haba. This is the ra'ayah to Olam Haba right
this
here. There's a piece of Olam Haba right here in Olam Hazeh.
This is it.
Tell all your friends. Bring them here. You bring them and give them a tour.
Someday you will all realize.
There's a song like that. Someday
we will.
Yom Tov. Other stuff.
He likes sponges, boys.
Yeah. So he says like this. It's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. You see, Bnei Torah Yoshvim, Oskim B'Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. See, people don't... He understands. But I'm saying, there's other people that don't understand. Home, they don't understand. You know, they come in, and the first two times, they fell off the moon. What are you doing here? Go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, what are you sitting around reading books for? I don't understand. The only books they know is Sidur, Chumash, maybe Tehillim. So, Lerdim Klum. Yeah? The more you expose people, you say, oh, Yishtabach Shemo, he sits, he learns Torah, he's Midot Tovo, Derech Eretz Yeshlo. That creates a Kiddush Hashem. Shemaat Ata? It's a Chazak. And even the people later that don't understand what happened, they get to, wow. That's a Kiddush Hashem. This is the greatest Vinik Dashti people think. Kiddush Hashem. I call it Yeshiva World Kiddush Hashem. Mazeh. If a Jew catches a foul ball at a game and he gives it to a goy, Zeh Kiddush Hashem.
Really?
No. Yeah, no, that's what they call Kiddush Hashem. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's at the game. Zikvar Asul. What? And then what? Catches a foul ball, gives it to the Goyish kids. Oh, wow, Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem? That's a Kiddush Hashem for idiots. Yeah? The Kiddush Hashem Amiti, V'nikdashti, B'toch B'nei Yisrael Katur. Shtabach Shemo, Minyan Shem Yisrael, you see? Oskim B'Torah U'Mitzvot. Eitan, tagid lo. Kiddush Hashem. Yeah? So he says, that's the biggest zechut. The biggest zechut for Yom Adin during Chodesh Elul, we have to start getting a lot of zechuyot now, because in a month from now, we're going to be standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu for Mishpat. Hashem is going to say, what do you have to answer for yourself? What are you going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? A foul ball? What are you going to give him? Yeah? You can give him what? Give him Torah Mitzvot. Yeah? Not that we, you know, I'll give you a little musa. Takshiv ata. Yeah? Gosh. Gush Kohen. Yeah? Before, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody can come and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve anything. Anybody deserves anything? Mapitom. We don't deserve anything. A person has to come like Ani. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please do me a favor, give me another donation. Ta'aseh Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avinu Shashamayim, he's going to say, okay, fine. What do you have to answer for yourself? What do you have to show? Yeah? You're coming to ask me for another year of life. Why? Why should I give it to you? Why? Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to us? For some people, they're not going to have what to answer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gives, because He loves them. Merachem Alehim. But if a person, Ben Torah, comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we deserve nothing. I deserve nothing, aval ma? Look, I learn a little bit of Torah, I do mitzvot, I teach Torah to others. Hashem, that's what I need another year for. Give me another year. Odecha. Please, ta'ase tova. Hashem says, tov. Bedil v'yavur. Yalla. Nechaim tovim shalom. Lech. That's what Chodesh Elul is all about. You know, person has to get all the... What's the best way to get tzedakah in the mishpat? You want to get to the judge's heart. You have to do, you know, if you know lawyers and all sorts of things like that, that the judge knows, so that's the best thing. If you know the judge likes something, that gives you, you know, gives you like brownie points with the judge. Even though you're on trial, we did all sorts of avirot b'minan. But you do all sorts of things that the judge likes. You say things that he likes to hear. Zauzir. What does the judge like? Melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, teshuvah, tzedakot, all these things. Hashem, the malach ha'mavet, he's standing there, prosecutor. He said, avonot. Hashem says, tov, yalla. He did asa mitzvah kazot. He learned Torah. He taught Torah. Asa mitzvah kazot. Kibud avayim, derech eretz, kiddush Hashem. He did. And then finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Satan, Malach HaMavet, Zorek Oto. He says, Lech Mipo, I don't want to hear you. Yeah? He says, I want to hear only good things about Am Yisrael. Yeah? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah, Amod Mikisedin, Veshev Al Kiseh, HaChesed VeRachamim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sit down on the Kiseh Rachamim. Look at all the, that's what we say in the Slichot. The main part of Slichot is what? Yud Gimel Midot. We say, El Melech Yoshev Al Kiseh Rachamim. Mitnaeg B'Chasidut. Mochel Avonot Amo, Ma'avir Yishinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mochel Lanu. Bizchut Ma? Slichot are nice, but slichot is only a supplement. People make slichot like the main event. It's not true. Slichot is not the main event. Slichot is only the cherry on top for all the other avodot shel Chodesh Elul. You have Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim Tovim, Teshuvah, Tzedakah, and you put the slichot cherry on top, then you make a nice presentation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to prepare. Maran Zichron Berachah writes, in one of his drashot l'Chodesh Elul, so you can see in Ma'or Yisrael, and he says, the whole world is judged on Chodesh Elul, including the Goyim. What's the thing the Goyim don't know about? They come before the Din, Hashem says, okay, Rosh Hashanah morning, the whole entire universe is judged. The Goyim, they're confused, they're disoriented, lo yodim klum. Am Yisrael is not disoriented. Why? They had a month to prepare. We had a month to consult with our lawyers. Hashem said, and guess what? Can you imagine a person gets arrested for committing a crime? Immediately he's brought before the judge. The judge says, you're charged with this. What do you have to plead? What do you say for yourself? Guilty. But on the other hand, a person commits a crime and he gets put in a holding cell, like in a jail. And then they bring up a public defender. The public defender says, you're going to be on trial in about a month from now. But listen, I know this judge. I want you... He likes this, he likes that, he doesn't like that. Say this, don't say... He prepares the whole thing for a month before. They review. Get ready for the, when he comes in front of the judge, who has a better chance? Madai, he's prepared. Can you imagine the public defender is also the judge? The judge himself, he comes to meet with you in the jail cell. He says, Takshiv Tov, Ya Habibi. Says, you're arrested and you're charged with this and this. You know what? I'm the judge. Okay? When you stand in front of me, work on this. Clean up your act during this month. You stand in front of me, and then what? A month later, you come in front of the judge in the courtroom. The judge winks at you. Says, Ya'anema, you remember what we discussed? Mata Omer. He says, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Avrahaman, I'm sorry, Imchalanu, Slachlanu. Say, we have Ktzat, Yishlanu Ktzat Torah, Ktzat Ma'asim Tovim. Hashem says, Yalla, B'dil Ve'avor, L'chaim Tovim Shalom, Shana Tova. Next. That's the Chesed, it's a Matana from Akadosh Baruch Hu. Chodesh Elun, Shama'ata Ata? Chodesh Elun, Matana. How do you say Matana in Persian?
Kado.
It's a Matana from Akadosh Baruch Hu. A person would have to be a fool not to utilize the matana. Can you imagine? They brought him. The judge comes to talk to him, the criminal, and the criminal said, "I want to talk to you. Let me pull." Yeah, the guy messed up in the head. He's coming to talk to you. He's telling you, "Do this, 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 and you'll win the case. You're good." That's Chodesh Elul Rabotai. This is where we are. This is it. Torah, Tefillah, Teshuvah, Derech Eretz, Midot Tovot, learning Musar, preparing ourselves for Yom HaDin. You know, think back for a second. Everything that happened this past year, pretty freaky year, huh? Meron, Miami, all these things. Terrible, terrible tzarot, nachon? It was all Rosh Hashanah. All decided on Rosh Hashanah. Not tzchok. Chodesh Rachamim Ve'Aselichot. Usually during the year, you want to do tshuva, you have to chase HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, during Chodesh Elul, I'm making myself available. You don't have to chase me so much. I'm right here. It's what Chazal call Hamelech Basadeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the field. Yeah? Hashem says, can you imagine the king makes himself available for you? Yalla bo, private audience. That's the slichot. It's not a concert. It's what? It's to be mita'orer, mita'orer. Yeah, that person has to wake himself up. Enjoy to an extent. Enjoy if it moves you to be chozer b'tshuva tov. If it moves you like to, you know, to move it, zelo kacha. Yeah, you have what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Zeh emet. People think slichot is the end all. It's not the end all. Slichot is, you remember what I said? Cherry on top. Where's the other avodah? Avodah shel chodesh elul. Avodah, I don't mean work. The work means the spiritual avodah shel chodesh elul. Yeah? Make time for yourself. Person has to sit down now, you know, before tax season, you have to go through your books, right? You have to go through accounting. Chodesh Elul is for accounting. You know? Everybody has to open up their... Hashem's going to open up our books on Rosh Hashanah. Every person has a file. Before Hashem opens it up, we have to open it up. Open up the file, start going through the accounting. Everybody, checks and balances. This is okay. This needs improvement. I'm going to improve this, improve that. Kacha tzach leot. Shama'atem atem? I'm talking to myself, but you're more than welcome to listen. Shama'ata? Zayamit. Tagid lehem. People go through Elul like it's some sort of party. It's not a party. It's when we have to prepare. Prepare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day is coming. Yom HaDin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's our father, but he's also a king. He's Dayan. Shofet Betzedek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very scary thing. You know, the Admorim used to say that during Chodesh Elul, even the fish in the sea, they tremble. You can feel it. Pachad. Pachad, it's coming. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to judge the world. Nobody's going to be spared. Shama'at Ata?
What's the best way to prepare for... What's the biggest thing you can do to prepare for the day of judgment?
A little bit of everything. What I told you. Not a little bit. As much as you can. Torah, Tefillah, Ma'asim Tovim, Teshuvah, Tzedakot, and most importantly, all of that should help us, checks and balances, accounting of ourselves. Inside, deep inside, look inside, listakel po, listakel, what's going on in the neshama? Where am I holding?
Basically just level up before Kippur.
What is level up?
Level up as high as you can.
People might say, but it's fake. I know after Elul, after Asir Timet Teshuvah, most everybody goes back down. So does that make us a bunch of fakers during Chodesh Elul? No. Why? Because at least we're showing Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, I'm scared of you enough that I'm going to make an effort. You understand? Those who don't make an effort, that means they're not scared. Hashem says, oh, you're not scared? I'll show you. It's not fake. If you make an effort during Chodesh Elul, you're showing Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm scared. Everybody should be scared. Have emunah, that Be'ezat Hashem we're going to be matzliach badin, but what? But fear. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look around. There's many people who were here last Rosh Hashanah, they're not here anymore. You know that? Many people. Whether from COVID, from their own, from many, many people. I'm sure everybody knows someone, family, friend, whatever. Somebody's not here anymore. Nahon? Or somebody's sick, bar minnah, all these things. You know when that was decided? Is it Rosh Hashanah, last year. Maze tzchok ze? I said tzchok. Suchi. Nahon? Such nist. Suchi. It's not tzchok ze. It's not tzchok. Person has to...
So you're saying that someone who checked off all the balances and who upgraded themselves during Elul, how do they have bad decrees on themselves through the thing? Through
only Akadosh Baruch Hu knows the way to go. Only Hashem knows the mishpat. But we have to do our part. Even with this, anybody guarantees us l'chaim tovim shalom? Nobody guarantees anything, right? Akadosh Baruch Hu is the dayan; he's going to judge. Aval ma? At least we have something to beg. Hashem, give me for this. Hashem, I want an opportunity, another year, to learn Torah, to do mitzvot. What other people are going to say? I need another year to party. I need another year to make money. That's what I sent you for? You have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk besechen. First of all, yeah, Hashem, you know, I deserve it because... What do you deserve? Lech mipo. What do you deserve? Edwin, we deserve something?
Edwin, someone, we're going to hang your
head up. Hey, hello. זה תכבד אותו, זה בן תורה. So he says like this, yeah? Person has to be, ענב, נכנע. You know what's הכנעה? Lower yourself. Person should lower himself to הקדוש ברוך הוא. When you say the סליחות, לך השם הצדקה ולנו בוש את הפנים. You know what those words mean? Yeah, singing it. We're too busy singing it. We don't think the words. לך המונה. Hey, that's wonderful. לך השם הצדקה. הקדוש ברוך הוא is the quintessential justice maker. Vilanu boshet apanim. And what do we have? Shame. How do you look at? How do we even talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without busha? And talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the slichot is all about. For a person to break his heart. So, that's the drasha for today. I would be remiss not to say something lichvot Chodesh Elul. No kacha? Chodesh Elul. It's people go through it like I don't know what people. It's such a weird generation. People go through Chodesh Elul. Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim, like nothing. You know, like, I don't understand. You don't realize that your life is on the line? They don't register. I don't understand why that is. We're in a very weird generation. People are busy with their money and with their stocks and with their zachin. Alo, this is pikuach nefesh. Your life is on the line. During Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we hang in the balance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, can you imagine for a second that you have the noose? Mara says, you have the noose around your neck and you're standing there and the executioner can decide whether, you know, to kick the bucket. That's what it,
so why don't we say Gomel is Rosh
Hashanah? Oh, wow.
There's actually a chida. Oh, wow. Ife, it's a very good question. Maran HaChida discusses this in Birkei Yosef. Seman Rosh Yutlet, Seif Katan Vav.
The whole year.
Huh?
You don't know if you made it to the end of the year.
That we made it. Yeah. We made it from the din. The shela tova. Shela tova. Huh?
It's not like you're in a thing and you came out of it.
You're not b'sakana?
I think you're in sakana. I agree.
It's like a person was almost hit by a car. But he just made the accident quickly. The car went to the other side.
No,
but it's not like right after the turn. You're just
like, some people. What?
No, but you said Rosh Hashanah for the past year that you made it.
Hello. The shela tova. You look in Birkei Yosef, I'll show you. He asks this question. Aval, mikol makom, the fear has to be palpable. It's got to be, you know, a person has to prepare. If a person doesn't prepare, miskin. It's like, you know, if a person is really serious, let's say a person's really ill, or a person has a really serious court case, or whatever it is, any of these things, bar minan, tell the guy you don't want to prepare, say, hey! What do you say? He's nuts. Right? Only a shote doesn't understand the severity, right? You see a guy in a hospital bed, you give him come and he's like, ah, he's laughing. You say, oh, miskin. Why? He lost his marbles already. He doesn't understand the severity. He doesn't understand that he's you know, he's a person who's not chozer b'tshuva during Chodesh Elul to prepare. How do you look at him? He's a miskin. He's losing it. He doesn't understand the severity of what he's going through. You have to tell them. Wake up. Tell them by slichot. Slichot yagidu bekavana. Lo, you know. Yes, all the songs b'zeh, but bekavana. Bekavana gdola. Nechon? Kacha. And not to shirk people. So makpid. Slichot mitzuyan. Yes, and what about a shiur? What about a chavruta? What about ktsat limud Torah? Ktsat limud Musar? All these things. No, I'm good with slichot. Yeah, you completely missed the boat. Missed the boat completely. It's like you serve cherries instead of the cherry on top of the cake, right? Instead of the whole cake, you bring out what? You just bring out the cherries. Mazeh. Yeah, I brought you some cream. You need the cake. Efa basar, you know what I'm saying? Zayim. Evantem rabotai. That's Chodesh Elul. Pachad pchadim. Pachad gadol meod. Pachad. Huh? How you say pachad in Persian? Taras? Pachad. Pachad gadol. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this year there was a lot of din ba'olam. Shem Yirachem. All sorts of bizarre deaths, collapses, trampling, all the... Din kashe me'od ba'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is obviously upset about something. We're still around, Baruch Hashem. That means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects something from us. For a person not to wake up, that means you're like numb. You're immune. How can that be? You know how many people died in unnatural ways this year? Shem Yirachem Yatzin. It's all Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Elul. You have to open up the file before a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. That's the name of the game.
But how do you decide what you're missing, like lacking in the most?
Musar.
What?
Tzach lilmod Musar. You open up Sha'ar Teshuvah, you open up Hilchot Teshuvah L'Arambam, you open up Tomer Devorah, to start making Bedek Abayit. Everybody knows his own Averot. Everybody knows his own legs. We know where we have to pick up this leg. You have to start a spiritual workout. Yeah? When a person is... You know, I think they just finished the Olympics. In order to prepare for the Olympics, what do they do? Prepare for months, years in advance. Alright, they're doing all their workouts. Rosh Hashanah is the Olympics of the year. You gotta prepare, you gotta spiritually work out, so when you get there, you don't flop. All eyes are on you. What happens if a person comes to the Olympics, he didn't train properly, he falls here, trips there, vizeh, he's not going to get a medal. He's going to get sent home bebusha. Person wants to come on Rosh Hashanah, lo litbayesh. Person wants to come on Rosh Hashanah to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have something to show. You understand? Okay. Let's see a little Rashi Vayter. So he says, Nechleka tiyomit, says Rashi, Shne alin elyonim emtza'iyim, Sheshama shidra kalla. The shidra ends and turns into two leaves. Not like Tosfot says, not like the other Rishonim say that we're talking about the one leaf that's stuck together and split. Rashi says, no, we're talking about the two leaves back to back that the shidra grows into. Nechlaku ze mizeh. They split from one another. V'nisdeka shidra ad ha'alin shelemata mehem. What happens? They split from one another and that split continues down into the shidra, and it splits the shidra as well. A very interesting shita. We're going to see Bezat Hashem tomorrow, the other stuff that we didn't see today. So, just to finish up Rashi's. Tiomet, lefi shemudbakim kit omim. What's tiomet? They're together like twins. So, let's see a little bit more Gemara. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? We saw in the Mishnah that if the nifredu, right? If it fans out, what's the halacha? Huh? It's kasher. So he says like this. Says Rashi. Now says the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Kapot Temarim Kafut. Another way to read that word is how Kafut, which means what? Bound. Imaya Parud Yachtefenu, which means that if it's separated, tie it up. Amar LeRavina LeRavashe Mimai Dehai Kapot Temarim DeLulavahu. How do you know Kapot Temarim is a reference to lulav as we know it? Ema Charuta. Perhaps it's what? What's Haruta?
Hard branches.
The hard branch, which is what happens, Rashi says, as it gets older, what happens? Throughout the winter, the leaves fall off, and then it solidifies. Says the Mara, can't be. Why? Kapot. Ba'ina kafut veleka. Over there, you have to be able to tie it up. Can you tie that up? It's too hard to tie up. Obviously, it's not there. Says the ima ofata. Maybe it's the trunk of the tree. Why the trunk is very bound. It's very solid. Maybe that's it. Everybody should walk into shul with a palm trunk. Yeah, kaha. Yeah, says the Gemara, kafut, michlal deika parud, vai kafut ve'omid le'olam. When the Torah says kafut, you got to tie it. That means what? That it could be spread out, and then you tied it up. Over here, the trunk is sealed, mishishtim ibirashit, it never spreads out. Only the branches spread out later. Says the Gemara, ve'ema ofta. What's ofta? That's the branches, but not so hard. When they're still a little bit young, softer. Says, kafut, michlal deika parud, ve'ema kufra. Maybe it's the younger branches. Over there, the younger branches, yes, they are a little bit more flexible and you could tie it, but what's true about it?
Spiky.
There's thorns on it, and if you would take it, the Torah would not tell us to take something that's going to hurt us. Yeah.
So why don't we bring the breita that we brought on the top of this exact daf, that lulav, kafuf, kavut, is pasul? Why don't we bring a different pasul?
What? Meaning, why before didn't he say derechea derechinoam?
No. Why here we don't bring that?
To go against the kufra, because we see a breita that says if it's spiky, it's pasul. So as soon as the kufra is spiky, you can just brought that breita.
Why can't we just bring, it was on the same daf, it's not even...
Yefe, kavuts. Well, by the way, there's machloket. According to Rashi, you have that question because Rashi said kavuts is spiky. Tosfot said that kavuts was a shrunk lulav. So according to Rashi, here you have a question. Shamati. Yeah? So he says like this. Amar Abaye derecha derechanom v'chonet v'da shalom ketiv. Amar l'rava tosfa'a l'ravina ve'em atar te'kape ditmare. Who says one lulav? Maybe two lulavim you should take. Says the Gemara, although we pronounce it kapot, how's it spelled in the Torah? Kapat ketiv. It's spelled kapat, which means one lulav. Says the Gemara, ve'em achada, lahu kaf karile. He says over there, maybe you just take one leaf.
Like Sukkot, yeah. Sukkot, like that. Whole
exactly. Thing. Yesh im la masoret. Now listen carefully. Maybe you take one leaf, right? That makes everybody's lives much easier. You take one leaf from the lulav. Yeah, maybe that says the Gemara. That's not called kapat. That's called kaf, and that's not what the Torah says. Therefore, the only way to have multiple leaves, but all together as one, is what? Only taking a lulav, one lulav that binds together multiple leaves. Yeah. Let's see Rashi in Tesvis. Says Rashi, Haruta, Anaf Adekel Mishnitkasha Shteshanim Shalosh Vyotzin Bolulavim Arbe, Shinashru Alem Nitkashu Gam Him and Asu Ayetz, it becomes a tree. Ze Ponelekan Vze Ponelekan Kanfesh Ali Lanot. Ba'inan Kafut, Shimaya Parud Yachtefenu, you tie it up. Vareze Parud, Ve'ena Tayachole Hofato, you can't tie it. Sheyu Anafava Perudim Kanvekan, Nifatim Mitmahim Etzelavihen, Shen Mechobarim no Lafish Kashin, and it's very hard. Says, Ve'ema Ofta. Istila meikara dekelu, the trunk, shu chalak ve'en anaf yotze memenu lekan ulkan, she'en lecha kafut emenu, it's the most tied. Kafut mashma sheparud mitachila ve'ota kofto ve'ema kufra, hainu nami etz ke'en charuta. It's like a branch, like the charuta, ela adayin ben shana o shte shanim, it's still young, ve'lo nit'abe etzo. It didn't get so thick. Ve'ata yachol lechofato, lechfot anafav al yedei igud, ulzokfan lemaala le'ogdan im avihen. דרכיה דרכי נועם, ואלו עשויים כקוצים ויוצאים בהן, עוקצין הרבה, ומסרטין את הידיים, it scratches the hand. תרתי כפה דתמרים, maybe two לולבים, תמרים עצמם דרכם להיות הרבה תלויים ביחד, במכבדות שלהם, וקוראים להם כף תרוקה. כפת כתיב, חדה, just one. כף קרילה, one leaf would be called כף, וכי כתיב כפת על שם כפות עם פרודה, ואין לשון זה נופל, אלא על עלי הלולב. טוב, let's see תוספות. נקטם ראשו, Perusho Beresh Pirkin. We already explained in the beginning of the Perek. Kavutz. Piresh Bakutriyes. Shiyotzin Bashidra Shelo Oktzin. Kimin Kotzin. Ve'aruch Piresh. Inyan Smita. De'avid Kichufya. Perusho Bematnitin. Nechleka Atiyomet. You know, this Tosfot will leave for tomorrow because it really has to do with Rashi. So we'll leave that for now. Skip to the next bottom Tosfot. Derache Derche Noam. Rava lo haya sham. Mishumach ilamay te'ach akra. De'amit ve'ashalom kedil kaman. Later on, Rava brings another pasuk. He wasn't here when this thing was being discussed, so he didn't bring his pasuk over here. Kapat ketiv b'hai kula alma modud yesh em la masoret v'tzarich ta'ama. Since it's written kapat, even though it's pronounced kapot, everybody agrees that you must pay attention to how it's spelled in the Torah, why it says kapat. Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss the things in the pamphlet over here, what it says all the Rishonim, what's Nechlekat Yomet? There's like a five or six Shitot among the Rishonim, what's Nechlekat Yomet? We'll see the Kapot Manim, all these things tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. So tomorrow there's regular Shir. Wednesday I won't be here. Wednesday I won't be here. My brother's getting married, B'Sha'at Tova Mutzlachat. So I won't be around, Bezat Hashem.
At all,
I have to be with the family, go prepare, whatever. It's, you know, shalom bayit, shalom bayit, shalom bayit.
Wow. How is it?